Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello everybody, welcome to the penultimate episode of series 4 of the Flats and Shanks podcast. I myself, that is me, go by the name of Thomas George Leslie Shanklin, aka Shanks.
Yeah, and I'm David Lancelot Flatman from Maidstone in Kent. Got called posh yesterday by a royal aide. He said, "I love you two poshos on Channel 5. I said, "Hang on a minute, Chip. You're a royal aide and I'm from Maidstone."
Is that because you were talking about the Euros going, "Oh, anybody see the footy? Oh, I bloody love footy."
The footers.
Footy.
The footer.
Oh, oranges at half time. Cup of tea. That's what I used to play.
Does no one call it footy anymore? That's
you and my mum.
Is it like Top Boy where second series, the old fella, Kano, wherever it was, comes back and he gets like hassled by some utes and he calls one of them blood and it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. No one calls anyone blood anymore, fam. Is it like that? Have I left it behind?
Do you find it difficult when you're working with Channel 5 and BT and everything to call it rugby? Because automatically you want to call it ruggers.
Rugger. Bloody ruggers. I think Marky Durden-Smith might actually call it rugger when he's not around me.
Secretly, yeah. I can imagine that.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, how you doing, fella?
Good boy. I'm actually good. I had my second jab. Double jabbed. Oh. Ready to go on holiday.
Feel any different?
Give me the green light, Boris. No. Yeah. It's actually better than the first one. First one, I had a stonking headache the next day, but this one, I had it yesterday morning at the old Toys R Us in Cardiff Bay.
You sure it was real? Is it a real syringe or a little Buzz Lightyear one?
I couldn't look, mate. I had to turn away.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my days.
Who wants to see a needle going in your arm?
You'd be a rubbish steroid abuser.
That's why you like it.
Yeah, used exactly. To it. I love that. Yeah.
Have you had your second jab yet?
Of course I have, months ago.
I don't know.
Aren't I?
Yeah, I know. Obese.
Asthmatic, mate.
Oh, that's
obese.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
That's obese right. And asthmatic. I was like, speak I was like out. Group 5 or something. Yeah.
So I'm ready. I was quite tired yesterday, but that could have been from a few beers Saturday.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Wasn't required in Italy for the Guinness Pro 14 final between Benetton and the Bulls.
Yeah.
Bulls absolutely hammered Benetton.
Yeah.
Is what we all thought.
Yeah.
But as it happened.
What was the game like? I haven't seen it.
Good.
I was busy at the weekend.
Really good, actually.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why
only
do
one
I sound
thing
surprised?
Was missing from the game.
A Welsh team?
Me.
Yeah.
Shano, Steve Ferris, Bobby Skinstad, who's absolutely brilliant on the TV.
I got a text from a mate saying that the coverage lacked a bit of edge. I'm just going to be honest, saying it lacked a little bit of humour. They wanted to laugh a bit more than they did. I mean, admittedly, it was you that texted me that, but I do think you had a point, even though I haven't seen it.
and Roscoe Harris anchored it.
Yeah. How's Bob Skinner's dad go? Pretty well, I'd have thought.
Yeah. Uber confident, speaks sense, calm, collective. So
what's he doing now? What's he doing these days? Do you know?
Just picking the ball up off bases and doing reverse passes, I think.
Yeah.
Wearing a lovely suit.
So I do it.
No, mate, unbelievable. Everyone thought the Bulls were going to win. And, you know, like everyone, including myself, got caught up in the fact that, you know, we all thought Benetton were lucky. And that's just a bit of naivety from me. I've been in the game long enough not to take
You're better than that.
Yeah. Thoughts.
Shane never does that. He takes every game on his merit. I always said that about Shane.
Wow, mate. Wow. I suppose it was a slight home fixture. And Bulls had to travel, and Bulls obviously couldn't use any of their Lions players either. But Benetton were pretty much full strength. And Paolo Garbisi, mate. Now, we've seen him in the Six Nations, and we've seen, like, he can be a serious operator. But then other times, you know, he'll just do something completely off the book. And
his young mind.
He'll mess up. Yeah, you know, he's got that in him. You know, he's got that ability to mess up as much as he can create as well. But when he's on form, really good, and he was good. Man of the match, mate.
Okay.
of the match. And 35-8.
Yeah, there you are.
Yeah, there we are.
Well
done, Benetton.
Well done, Benetton. It was a bit like the...
Monte Ioane was good on the wing as well. Padovani was good.
Is he proper quick, Monte Ioane? I've commentated him a couple of times, and I feel like he's very powerful and got a bit of footwork on him, but he's not flat-out rapid. I don't know.
Well, I think
you know?
If you were going to put him in a race over, say, 60 metres with Lewis Rees-Zammit or Josh Adams, then I think they'll win. But, you know, if that race involved weaving, sidestepping, accelerating, it'd be up there.
Okay.
You know, do you have to be... I mean, it helps, obviously, being on the wing if you have massive outright pace, but most of it's just acceleration. You know, you're not really going to run in tries from 60, 70 metres like Martin Afaya.
No.
No, I'm not.
Have you seen that Warren Gatland's named his Lions team to play Japan?
Yep. Help him with it.
Let's just do your bit first. Bundiaki, Robbie Henshaw. Happy with that?
Yeah. I mean, it's a game against Japan. It doesn't really matter who they put out at the moment. You can't really look into it too much, can you?
No.
I tell you what did surprise me, just quickly, while we're talking on centres, France, is Manu Tuilagi pulling out of England squad.
I have not seen that.
Yeah, just read it. Injury.
Has he really? Oh no, he's injured again.
Do you know, if he'd stayed fit, I reckon they might have invited him out to the Lions.
Mate, poor bloke.
I know. Anyway, so let's go. Bundiaki, Robbie Henshaw. Play together a bit. Not really the centre partnership for Ireland because Gary Ringrose is in there, but Bundiaki, he's good, mate. He's robust. He's like a Manu Tuilagi, isn't he? He's got subtle skills. The only issue I'd say with Bundiaki is that susceptible to a red card or a yellow, depends how you view it.
Yeah.
And again, tackle technique isn't the greatest.
Yeah, I tell you what, Manu at the weekend flew into a couple as well, and you're like, whoa, mate, whoa.
Robbie Henshaw actually flew into someone against Ulster. I think it was Ballack.
Did he?
Yeah. Oh, you know, it wasn't given anything, I don't think, at the end. But,
okay.
But happy with those two, mate. Happy.
Yep. Happy. All right, fine. And in the front row, Sutherland, Owens, Ferguson. Yep, happy with that. I think the first choice, I mean, there's no such thing as a first choice front row
not
yet
the moment.
Because... Not yet, but with Jamie George, Wyn Jones and Tyke Furlong on the bench, you'd imagine that's the front row that might be penciled in as things stand. Just because I think Jamie George is loved by Warren Gatland. With good reason, he's an awesome player. I just wonder if Ken Owens might get the nod because he's not been in the champ. But
don't know how much rugby Ken Owens will play, though, leading up to it because of his age. I wonder if they'll look after him a little bit. You know, like Ireland have done with Johnny Sexton for a long time, or whether it would just be, right, you're here, you're playing, if you're fit, I'm going to play you.
Mate, take me, you haven't got to look after me. I'll play every game, mate.
Eh, all you need is a brisket. You're fine.
Exactly it. I'm quite keen to see Duhan van der Merwe on the wing.
Mm, I think everyone is, mate.
I'd like to see him get a bit of ball.
Yep.
Do a bit of damage. Otherwise, Jack Cohen at 8, happy with that. Hamish Watson, Tygburn, love that back row. Lovely.
You'd like to see Duane van der Merwe at somewhere like Exeter, wouldn't you? Like, yeah. How much ball is he going to get there? In great position as well. Or Quinns. Or Bristol.
Yeah.
So
100%. Oh, 100%, Tom. Tom, 100%. So the semi-finals at the weekend, right?
Right, yeah, okay.
Thing is, the game of the weekend was always going to be Chiefs against Sale Sharks, always, because Bristol, I mean, it's great for Quinns that they got to the semi-final, but they were never going to beat Bristol. Bristol were too good. Except it was the best Prem game I've ever seen, and I'm not going over the top. It's the best game I've ever seen.
You don't sound like you've gone over the top, mate.
Best Premiership game I've ever seen.
Brilliant. 28-0 at half time, and
mate,
like, Exeter started that game like they played against Sale a few weeks ago. Sale actually ended up winning it, but they were just balls thrown over the top. Randraja was flying. Boy's been put through holes. Nathan Hughes on the charge. Like, everything was going right for Bristol. You're thinking, ooh, you know, this was what we were worried about with Quinns defensively. You know, they're not up to it. You know, they've not really had the ball, not been able to do anything with it. It's literally Bristol Bears just controlling the pace of everything.
Yeah.
Thought they were really good. You know, you look at the team that played as well. I thought Urin was controlled at 9. Callum Sheedy was being a great link man in the midfield. I thought his kicking wasn't great in the first half, mind. Especially, well, I say kicking, I'm kicking at goal. I thought those should have been quite a few more points he should have
missed
taken.
Missed 9, I think.
But
yeah.
But then, you know, you're scoring tries, so you're thinking, well, this is just going to be a buffet. This is going to be all you can eat. Max Malins was brilliant on the wing.
Yeah.
Everything. Like, Luke Morahan, a quality player. I love watching him play. I've done for many years. Piatow. It was just, everything went right. Absolutely everything. And you're thinking, Quinns have got no answer to this. What are they going to do? But, I don't know. Did you go in at half time in the change rooms? Buck your ideas up.
I remember them.
Hey.
I'd work with them. Get your wheeze and poos out the way, lads. I'd work with them. I was in the press room at Chiefs because we were down at Chiefs for the second game. Mm. And we're in the media room there, and everyone was just out their seats. Like, it was unbelievable. This is stating the obvious, but after Bristol went 28-0 up, if you press pause then and play again, it's 43-8 to Quinns in the following 40 minutes. Mm. 60 minutes. 43-8. Like, they destroyed them. Mm. They absolutely... But it was just... Yeah, it was amazing. And Quinns' commitment to play how they play is just admirable.
Loved it.
Amazing.
Like, Bristol play so deep, but they just rely on being able to throw that ball over the top and for the winger not to be able to stop and catch it. You know, if you throw that ball over the top, the winger has to take it at pace, otherwise defence is just going to come across. But Bristol was so good in that first half of the ball over the top, straight into the winger's hands. He takes it at pace, you know, so cover defence from Quinns weren't able to get to him. But what a turn. And do you know what? I was thinking at half time, watching it, thinking 28-0, like, Quinns are good, right? They've got to this point. Sometimes you see this in sport. Sometimes you see it. You've seen it in finals. What was it? Northampton, Leinster. You've seen it in football, Europe.
Yeah.
You know, Liverpool.
Liverpool, Champions Stevie
League. G. Yeah. And sport just has this funny knack, doesn't it, of just being totally bloody...
Unpredictable,
yeah. Weird, yeah. Completely weird. And part of me was thinking, do you know what? That's worth a little bet because the odds will be extremely high. I just couldn't be bothered.
You didn't do it. Oh,
just
no.
Couldn't be bothered.
Well, I think one of the pros and cons to watching a game in certain situations, and, you know, we've spoken before, I ideally would watch games of rugby on my own in a quiet room because you hear everything on telly, because you hear everything and see everything. But with Charles Piatow off the field, I was sitting there and I was like, I cannot believe Pat Lamb has taken him off. I cannot believe it. He's trying to prove a point because Quinns are scoring at will at that point, or just scoring loads. And he was like, he's trying to prove a point. And I was like, that is ego. That is pure ego. I cannot believe he's taken him off to prove a point. Turned out he failed an HIA. So you do miss things. You do miss things. Mm. You know, but just what wouldn't they have done to have Charles Peartown, Nathan Hughes on the field in the last 5 minutes, 10 minutes? You know,
what was the turning factor, do you think, for Quinns? Was there a moment that you thought, this has changed the game now?
Well, actually, they were starting to come back, and they scored a couple of tries, and you thought, well, maybe, but no, they won't beat Bristol. Bristol have got too many good players. They're too good at winning. And then Dom Brandt went through the middle for the Lewis Liner try, yeah. And it was like, do you know what? He was taking the piss, mate. He was just taking the piss. He's 6'5 and about 18, 19 stone. And he went straight through the middle without anyone getting anywhere near him, stuck his mate in the corner. And like, that is easy. That is properly, I mean, it's genius from him.
It's good decoy,
but it's made to look, it's made to look so easy. And I thought, I tell you what, Bristol's arse has gone here. Like, it's gone. Sorry, my watch is talking to me. Their arse, they've lost it. They're going to lose this. And Joe Marchant was just outrageously good. I mean, I felt like Dom Brandt going through the middle was the nail in the coffin, because Bristol were just helpless at that point.
Lewis Liner looks fast. Sometimes it's difficult to tell the difference between him and Tyrone Green.
Yeah.
Very similar. Very aggressive, both of them. Like,
put a couple of shots in as well, Lewis
yeah,
Liner.
Yeah, he did. Massive one on Radwadra. You know, step back inside, yeah. Left shoulder. Absolutely nailed him. But like Tyrone Green, he was really good. Like, stepped inside Radwadra for his try. Did he score two tries or one try?
Yeah.
I don't know if he actually scored that try, but the other one he took was, he sort of had to twist, didn't he? Caught it behind him a little bit, dived over. But
yep.
He was man of the match, and I thought he's so physical. For a bloke that's not massive, for a bloke that's not like a Charles Peartow, he's like a Jamie Noon type of player, isn't he? He's like a Josh Lucy.
He's hard.
He is hard, mate, and he runs hard as well. Very similar to Lewis Liner.
Yeah. Mm. Really, just an amazing semi-final, and it meant that Chiefs Sharks couldn't quite live up to it, and it didn't live up to it. I mean, but Chiefs nevertheless find themselves in their sixth successive final. It's amazing.
Because you know you're impartial, you're not biased unless Bath are playing at home. Did you want it? Did you want the Bristol Bears and Quinns to go to a kickoff?
Oh, no, because they were never going to go to a kickoff, because it's as soon as they draw, it's tries scored and Quinns are 5-4 up, and they were never going
to. No, but like when you're thinking actually, it could have gone to a kickoff.
Yes, of course I did. Okay. Yes,
well, that's what I'm after.
Because of course, everybody wants that.
Did you see Stefan Armitage nailing one for Biarritz?
Yeah, how good.
I know.
How good?
Because you don't see it very often. It's like penalties, isn't it? You know, unless you are supporting a team. And yeah, you totally don't want penalties.
Then it's agony. Yeah,
it's agony. Yeah, but when you're impartial, like we are, unless Bath are playing, then you want to see penalty shots, because you don't see them very often.
No. Mm. No, it was it was high drama. I did want penalties. Yeah, but yeah, it was mega. And the story, that was the story of the weekend, but another story of the second semi-final was Stuart Hogg was dropped to the bench.
Was he dropped?
And Jack Noel. Yep.
Why would you drop your Lions 15?
Not because he said he's not playing for it particularly well.
Okay. Well, that's what they said?
Yeah, that's what Rob Baxter said, yeah.
Oh, right.
He said he knows that.
Yeah.
He's not in great form. Jack Noel's back. Jack Noel was, he was unbelievable. He was so good that you think, well, you can't, you know, the only way I think Stuart Hogg gets back in the team for the final is if they would Cuthbert from the wing and put Noel on the wing, but Cuthbert was really good as well. Like, I actually don't, we love the Hogmeister General, don't we? Everyone does. I don't see how he gets back in the team for the final, and that's brutal for him. Like, and it's got to throw question marks over his Lions selection.
Jack Noel a 15, though? Like, he's not a 15 in my book. Like, he hasn't got the tactical kicking game of a 15 yet. Like, he can cover the field, he can counter-attack, super skillful. But I just don't, I don't look at Jack Noel and think, you're a 15. I look at him more and think, maybe you're a 13, more of a 15, if you're not going to play on the wing. But then I'm not a head coach of one of the most successful teams in the Northern Hemisphere. So that's why.
High ball work was amazing. His defensive work, cover tackle, I think it was Sam Hill, amazing. Scored two tries.
Yeah.
He was outrageously good. He was outrageously good. He was the best player on the field.
Would you not? Would you not?
Have, he was so you can't drop him.
Would you not have him over O'Flaherty?
But O'Flaherty's just scores so much and gets involved so much. No, I think O'Flaherty's the first choice winger now. I think the person most at risk of being left out for Hogg is Alex Cuthbert.
Scored a nice try,
He did, and he's playing really well, and he's a big physical threat.
He is.
Ollie Devoto is a bit quieter, but that's because the game was a bit wider. Luke Carandicky as well. I say look, Jack Knowles the best player on the field. It might have been Luke Carandicky. He was just outrageous.
I think Cuthbert adds a nice balance to the back three, mine, because we've got Hogg, Jack Knoll, and O'Flaherty. They're not similar, but they're not aggressive. They're not gain line players, are they? They're not taking the hard line straight over the gain line, off a nine, off the line out, like Cuthbert can do. They tend to stay on their feet really well, very agile, keep the ball alive, offload. But like Cuthbert, when he gets the ball on the wing, will just make a beeline straight back in field and he'll get over the gain line. And he does it off set piece as well, does it close to the line. So, yeah, very, very difficult decisions for Rob Baxter to make.
Yeah, he's leaving the Sharks, isn't he, Alex Cuthbert? So.
Yeah, looks like he's going to the Ospreys. But it was a loss not having McGinty for sale.
Yeah.
You know, a huge player for them, especially over the last couple of years. And he's been there a long time, but, you know, it's... I don't want to sound rude by saying this, but he's playing the best rugby that I've seen him play.
Yeah.
You know, he's playing well before, but, you know, he's properly standing out, and he has done all season. So for them to lose him... was just huge. It was huge.
Yeah, it was, but geez, hell of a game, boy. It was hell of a, wasn't as good as last week, actually, but I'm going up to the final, obviously, but I'm looking forward to that because, again, it's another game that Quins can't possibly win, which they just might. You never know.
Yeah. Billy Miller.
You never know, boy.
Director of rugby.
He was at Cardiff Blues, wasn't he?
Yep, he was for a bit. He was backs coach. And he's moved around a bit, so he's got a fair bit of experience now. Not that he didn't have any before, but...
He's got more now because he's older. More.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is that temporary? Is he going to be director of rugby there next season?
Don't know. They haven't got flat-out DOR, which is it's really interesting because they're sort of bucking the trend and saying, well, actually, you don't necessarily need one.
But the thing is, though, I've had this conversation with quite a few people. What is a DOR? Because there's sort of two different types of DOR. Like... You can have a David Humphreys type of DOR who might be more in charge of the club, recruitment, all of that. And then you've got other DORs like, I'd imagine, like a Rob Baxter, like a Di Young, that's quite hands-on, that is a coach as well.
Yeah.
So I don't know what a DOR is because people define it differently at different clubs to what it actually is. So
yeah, absolutely. And yeah... I think.
Anyway.
Yeah, I think you're right. But I mean, whatever Quins have got or haven't got is working for them. And this weekend's going to be fascinating.
The emotion of that game as well for support, like support to be there to see that was, you know, would they have produced that performance had there not been a crowd? I don't know.
No.
I don't think you could. I don't think you could without a crowd to buzz off, to react.
Maybe not. Maybe you're right.
So great to see fans back. Mate, it was. Massive weekend of sport in general. Yeah, the football. I watched. Went out on Wednesday. Watched the football. Watched Wales
footy.
Play.
You watched footy, did you?
Yeah, it was great. Probably the best loss Wales have had. 1-0 against Italy. We're now through to the last 16. Got Denmark. Pressure's on England. Should Harry Kane start?
You can't. You can't start him.
Me not.
You can't.
Me not.
You can't. I watched the footy the other night. I watched it. I watched the footy, boy.
You like footy, don't you?
You like footy. It was so boring, man. Mm. Oh my God, it was so dull. I don't love football. I like football, and I watch some football. I watch more highlights than I do whole games, like by a mile. But I like match of the day, basically. But I just like there are so few points in games of football. It's kind of like there are. You go through 70 minutes and no one scores. You're like then 80, then 90. Like this is.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, give us something to cheer. you know.
We've got a little studio now upstairs, like Match of the Day at Gennaro. So, you know,
where
you know, we did the podcast. We got, it's all been kitted out green felt now. We did Welsh Apprenticeship Awards there. Win Evans hosted the other day. So we can do a show from there, mate, and we can have it like Match of the Day if you want. Rugger of the Day.
Let's blim into it.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So this is our penultimate pod for the season. Next week will be very high energy and aggressive, and then we're going to go away for a bit. We're going to rethink our lives, and we're going to come back potentially slightly bigger and potentially slightly better, aren't we?
Yep. We are, hopefully.
Do a few bits, aren't we, over the summer? Do a few bits.
Yeah.
A few bits and pieces, fella.
Maybe we might just... At the moment, I'd say we're sort of amateur. We're working in an amateur league.
Yes.
We might become full-on, full-time professionals.
Without losing our je ne sais quoi, which is...
Without getting too big-headed, because we will get a little bit.
Yeah, not planning much and effectively blagging it. We're still going to do that.
Did you watch the French Grand Prix at the weekend?
Of course I didn't. I've got a life. Did you?
Yeah.
I find it so weird that you love... F1, but you don't like cars. Well, you do like cars, but you're not that into cars. I thought motorsport meant you're a car nerd.
Motorsport is, there's a lot more to it than just driving around a track as fast as you can.
There's the mechanics, the team behind the team. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, you've got to have game plans. You know, it's all about pitting. It's all about what tires you start on. Everything like that. It's very tactical. Lewis Hamilton was winning, but Verstappen had an extra pit. And more pace, I think, on the last lap or second to the last lap. Did him and won.
Did him.
So, Mercedes McLaren messed up again.
Oh, no.
Is it Mercedes McLaren? I don't even know.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, Mercedes. Sure. On a car kind of related note, have you watched Clarkson's Farm?
No, what is it? I saw you tweet about that last night.
Oh, it's on Prime Video. Oh, it's brilliant. Jeremy Clarkson's got a farm and he's becoming a farmer. It is genuinely, mate. Trust me on it. It is brilliant, brilliant telly.
Okay.
I love it.
I'm up for that.
I was gutted last night. My girlfriend went to bed at like 9:15. She's like, you don't need to come up. Stay down there. I know you like having an evening, which I do. Yeah. And I was like, didn't. Didn't watch it. I got to keep watching it together. But I was so desperate to just bang 2 or 3 episodes in me. Didn't do it. Resisted.
What stage do you reckon in your life you're going to get to where you call your girlfriend your partner?
Nope, never.
All right. Just be like a 60-year-old bloke with a girlfriend.
Yeah, Jeremy Clarkson's got a girlfriend. He's 60. Yeah. Calls her his girlfriend because she's girlfriend.
Like Larry David, girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly it. Exactly it. No, not doing partner. Okay. I don't know why. Partner doesn't feel... It feels a bit like...
Too much commitment.
I don't want to put a label on it. Like, what's the difference?
Flats, have you seen the new branding of United Rugby Championship?
The branding.
Yeah, rebranded. The Pro 16.
Oh, I thought you meant the actual brand, like the logo.
No.
Oh, yeah, so I have seen it, yeah. Presumably, they'll be in the Six Nations next, Africans.
I think they've got to be.
Do you?
with the amount of investment they're putting in to Northern Hemisphere rugby, I don't think they would do it without potentially having that at the end of it.
How much are they putting in?
It's tenner.
Loads, is it?
I don't actually know exactly how much they're putting in, but you know the reason they're coming in is because of TV rights, the deal, and the money that's spread between the regions and United Rugby Champions. It's Champions, not Cup, is it? It'd be a bit embarrassing. United Rugby Championship, I think.
Yeah, the whole South Africa and the Six Nations thing, I don't feel right about that.
No, I know what you mean. But money talks, mate. That's
I know it does, fella. I know, fella. 2021, we've all got to get real, but I don't know. I just don't think money is the only indicator of success. I don't.
No.
What about happiness? What about tradition? What about warmth of feeling?
Oh, that's right. It was a championship. Nostalgia, history. I certainly think, not that it's inevitable, but I certainly think they are mad keen to join it because it's such a great product what we've got in the Six Nations that, you know, if there's a chance of you joining it, you'd put everything into it because it is so good and we're so lucky to have that in the Northern Hemisphere. And I think everyone wants to be a part of it. It's like when you're in a team environment and you sit on a table and it's a loud table and everyone's laughing, everyone's joking and you're sat on a real quiet one and you keep looking over thinking, oh, I wish I was on that table.
I was never on the second table ever. No. I made every table the first table and so did you, and you know that.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. So looking forward to that.
Yeah. Yeah, look, things are going well, Tom. Everything's going to be all right.
As soon as we get fans in, I'm happy. As soon as we're getting 8,500 into Principality Stadium for the summer tests, so that's going to be good. But I'm just judging life at the moment by how many fans we can get into stadiums.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's weird how Twickenham has been cut to 10,000 for no obvious reason when places down the road can have 20. It's like, it's just bizarre.
Mm.
Seven seats between punters. It's just like, this is ridiculous.
Don't try and understand it, mate. Like Interstellar.
No.
Just go, yeah, that was great.
Yeah. I enjoyed that. That was good.
Yeah.
10,000 is the right decision.
What's it about? Oh, it's just like time travel and stuff and black holes and everything like that.
I'll start reading a new book called Perfume and another Durden Smith recommendation.
Sounds great.
Third book he's recommended to me and I'm about an hour in and I'm already, oh my God, this is one of the best books ever.
What's it about?
There's a film, just watch the film.
Listened to a really good podcast I think you'd like called Gangster. It's BBC Sounds.
What's it about?
It's about ballet.
Potato farming in the Midwest.
It's all about a guy called Macy.
Is it a female presenter?
Yes.
I've done it.
Have you?
Yep.
I think his name was Paul Macy.
Yeah.
Or was it? But
it was something like that.
Or am I thinking of Paul Casey, the golfer?
No, I think it was some Scottish guy, wasn't it? Who?
No, it wasn't. He was from Salford.
Salford, yeah, that's it. Ooh. King of Salford. And he was on the, chill out, and he was on the whole nightclub drug scene and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done it.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Paul Macy, yeah. Yeah, get into it. I think it's 5 episodes long, but good. Like, a bit scary, a bit harrowing.
Yeah.
You didn't think
it was a bit scary.
Didn't think crime like that was still happening in this day and age, but...
Oh, Tom, get real.
Control of doors.
Wake up. Wake up, you bloody fool.
That's what it is, mate. Just got control of doors.
Wake up, you bloody fool. Right, boy, that's it for us, isn't it?
All right, you've got stuff on of you. You don't want to chat for any longer.
Do you know what? I haven't really. I'm not doing anything. 45 minutes, I've got a Zoom with you, haven't I?
Yeah.
That's it. In between that, I'm going to shave my head and have a shower, and I might have a bit of chocolate brownie that I've got left downstairs.
There we are. You're getting hungry. Knew it.
I did have some before I came up as well. I might have some more.
I've ordered a Chateaubriand, mate, from Field and Flour. I'm going to cook it on the Traeger for...
Oh, boy.
...one of the Lions tests coming up. I'm also going to do it with, potato... Is it Dauphinoise?
Dauphinoise, whatever. I think.
And some asparagus, but really looking forward to that. I've ordered some skillets.
Have you?
Mm. But now I'm thinking, are they induction? Probably not.
Oh, yeah.
Just have to use it on the little side bit of the Barbie.
Do you know what? I think you can get adapters.
Okay.
Things you put underneath it, coaster type things.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, I feel you. Deep Cover, I'm listening to at the moment.
Flex. Good, innit?
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
Thank you for that recommendation.
Good, I like that.
Have you watched anything decent on TV?
Done Time, Clarkson's great. I watched something called Believe Me, a film, a true story. I think it was on Netflix, and unfortunately it was quite shit, so don't watch that. Horrible story, true story, which makes it more legit, but it wasn't actually a good film. Okay. Oh, I'm watching Fatherhood at the moment, halfway through with the kids, Kevin Hart.
Good.
And, yeah, really good. Actually. I mean, it's PG, but he is ace. I read an interview with him the other day. I think he was at the Times, and he's like, I'm not going to pretend I'm not. I'm talented as I said the F word.
Yeah.
I'm unbelievably good at what I do. So that's why I'm successful, because I work hard and I'm brilliant at what I do. I love that guy, a tiny little funny guy. But he's brilliant. It's a serious role.
There's something on Netflix called Sweet Tooth, which is meant to be good. It's about a boy that's half human, I think half stag. It's a true story. But it's meant to be really good for kids.
Sweet Tooth.
Yeah, I think so. That's it.
Okay, I'm looking it up now.
Also, Flats, you wouldn't have watched it, but the US Open was mega over the weekend at Torrey Pines. Made it really
Tiger Woods
difficult.
Win?
No, he's injured, mate. Maybe he had a car crash.
Oh, yeah.
No,
poor bugger.
No, John Rahm won. Heard of him?
Yeah, he knows what he's doing, doesn't he?
Powerful he can
swing. His swing is, it's more brutal than it is poetic, but the power he gets to that ball.
It's a Stephen Ferris swing, mate, is what it is. Just a half a swing. But yeah, he can launch
like
it.
Jim Courier playing tennis.
But this was, he would have been a great bet, because the previous week he was kicked out of the tournament, the PGA, because he got COVID on the third day. Golf's played over 4 days and he couldn't compete, and he was winning by loads and he was guaranteed a win, and he couldn't make it because he had to isolate. So he did it, he came back and won with two shots.
Yeah.
Oosterhazen messed up a little bit on the set, but it was so good. It was on late, that's the problem, because it's on the West Coast, but another brilliant sporting event that happened this weekend.
What a weekend.
I mean, and what excitement we've got coming up for the Lions now as well.
I know, they're playing at the weekend. It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, really weird. I think then it's, there's a bit of a break, isn't there, until the first game on tour to get over to South Africa.
Yeah, so I'm just looking now. Kickoff is 3 p.m.
Yep.
So, yep, Prem final. Won't be watching that then. Oh, so weird.
Yeah.
So weird. It must be, because I didn't have a choice, obviously, but so weird.
Would the Lions take rank over Prem Final? I think it would, wouldn't it?
Well, not if you're working at the Prem Final, it wouldn't.
No, but
if you're
watching
on telly.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about people watching it on TV.
I think no, actually. I think a speculative match versus one with loads at stake, I would watch the Prem Final, actually. As much
rather
as I
than,
the Lions.
So what you're saying is like, a match where you're going to get a winner and loser rather than an exhibition.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like I didn't like Floyd Mayweather Jr. fought that YouTuber in an exhibition the other week. And it's like
Logan or something, was it?
Yeah.
Logan Paul.
I mean, go for it. If you for 20 million quid, Jesus, dollars, go for it. Like, but I wouldn't ever go out of my way to watch that. Not out of like protest, because what do they care? But it doesn't interest me at all.
You just remind me.
The Lions interest me more, but.
You just remind me of something. Sky documentaries.
Yep.
Watch Lennox.
Oh, really?
Mate.
Is it good?
It's brilliant. Really enjoyed it. It's all about, obviously, Lennox Lewis, but it's about his upbringing, born in London, moved across to Canada then, but all about how his boxing, his different coaches, you know, what he's doing now. Very sort of quiet and unassuming, which you don't often get and associate with boxing, because they're all quite, you know, they're all quite extrovert, aren't they? You know, a lot of it is trying to sell fights, like Tyson used to be, whilst Lewis is, you know, was like a chess player, and beat everyone that he faced. Lost two fights, but a lot of that was down to complacency and, you know, the rematches then.
Avenged them, though.
Yeah. But It's really good, mate. Coffin bearer at Muhammad Ali's funeral, and I think Muhammad Ali wanted him and Tyson to eventually get on, and now they're really good mates, mate. It's brilliant. It's so good. What a fighter he was as well.
He was immense, and he once pulled up, this is a story from the lads at Sarries, he pulled up in Southgate in his Porsche, and his number plate was 75KO, and got out, and one of the lads was like, hey, Lennox, I like the car, and it's, what's a 75? And he just said, that's what I'm worth, baby. And my ex-girlfriend, when I was, you remember Jules, when I was like 20 years old or something, she was at a polo day or something, and he pulled up alongside her in a sky blue Bentley convertible, and he said, hey, babe, you want to come for a ride? And she's like, I've got a boyfriend who's in the second team at Saracens. No, thanks.
Yeah, she, just so you know, listen, she definitely went. She definitely said no, all right?
She went, yeah. With a guy she called... in the documentary? Yeah.
Watch it then, mate. Sky documentary. You'll love it. Because I know you like fighting.
Yeah.
Bare knuckle. Right. Anyone, I've done well, haven't I? Keeping on an extra 10, 15 minutes. See what
well done, fella. Yeah, yeah. Go have some mackerel on toast now, boy.
Yeah. All right, peeps.
All right, lad. Keep going, everyone. All right. Next week will be the last one. It'll be mega high energy. We're going to prep loads for it. And then we're going to have a break. And when we come back, boy, oh boy, is it going to be similar to this. Okay?
Keep taking those lateral flows. Goodbye.
Keep going. Cheers, everyone.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.